So it is with great pleasure that I get to introduce our second speaker this morning. Slightly disoriented still. I first met Veronica at the Frankfurt Book Fair. I was walking down the aisle and stumbled into a fellow who became a very good friend. His name is Till Verklaas. And I walked into Till's booth, and he said, "Now don't stop here. You know, there's a whole Frankfurt Book Fair out there." I was parked myself there for about an hour, and we became friends. And he said, "You know, just keep going, and on the right side, you will see Veronica." So I wandered down, and never having heard of her, and she was sitting alone in a sort of a stark white cube that they provide at Frankfurt for, you know, 10 times the price what you pay for a stark wooden desk at Codex. And she opened up a world of books to me that I never had seen before. I obviously never seen a book that had been so strongly influenced by the great, what I consider the great Germanic tradition that I was started learning about on my first trip to Frankfurt. This was my second. And also simultaneously at the same time richly inflected with a Japanese sensibility that was fresh to me, because I more or less grew up in the west coast of the United States, which is heavily influenced by Japanese sensibility, but it seems to have all come filtered through the eyes of D.T. Suzuki and a certain group of Zen Buddhist practitioners that were picked up by the Beats. Veronica's Japanese influence was entirely new. It didn't look like 18th century brushwork. It looked like really contemporary, contemplative thought. I can tell you that she's gone to school in very unpronounceable schools in Germany. I can tell you from her that she has been associated with some of the finest collectives in the book arts in Germany and the United States. And finally, that after many years of residence in Japan, we got an email right after that terrible disaster in Japan to say that she was well and good. And then within a few weeks, we got another email saying, "We're moving to Berlin." So she's now here, and please welcome Veronica.